Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, yeah, you're right. It's pretty bad. Let's bring Lauren into the show. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, guys.
So I've been waiting for Ashley to hear your story because you and I have been having this email conversation back and forth over this. So at first you asked me, do you think I'm being crazy and paranoid? I said no. You weren't sure if you wanted to do this or not. Then you decided, okay, I'll do it. So let's share your story with Ashley. Let's see what she says. So to start off with, who are we putting to the test today?
My fiance, James.
Okay. Now, ladies everywhere and Ashley, pay attention. Here comes the wind-up and the pitch. Why are we putting James to the test?
Okay, so James and I are getting married in like a month at the end of September. So a couple of weekends ago, he and his boys went out to Vegas and they had his bachelor party. And while he was out there with his friends and they're all celebrating, you know, being crazy like you do in Vegas, he ran into this girl that he dated right before me. And it's not like they just dated. She was like his ex-girlfriend.
Right, so they had a history.
Yeah, they were together for a while before he and I ever even met. So anyway, she happened to be in Vegas. She was celebrating with all her girlfriends. She was turning 30 and had all her girlfriends out there with her. And all of my fiance's guy friends were like, let's hang out with these girls. Let's all go out tonight. And I guess a few of his friends who were single thought that they might hook up with these girls or something, right?
Right, sure. I mean, it's Vegas. Anything's possible. So the guys and girls all hang out, which means what?
Which means that James spent most of the night hanging out with his ex in a club in Vegas.
Yeah.
But to be clear, he called me and he told me about everything beforehand. Like, he never lied about it. He didn't even wait till he got home to tell me. He called me before he even hung out with these people. And
right.
Which, he checked with me to see if I was okay with it.
Which we said, it's a smart move if you think about it, because especially in the age of social media, you get caught in one picture in Vegas with your ex in the picture and you never cleared it with your fiance, then you got some serious explaining to do. Okay, so he comes home, and what does he tell you about that night?
Well, basically, he just said he hung out with his friends, you know, but it was only because he was just trying to show his friends a good time and that they had a good time, but nothing happened.
Okay. Now, did you believe him when he said that?
I did. Because he told me about it before it happened.
Right.
But the more I think about the whole what happens in Vegas thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, right? Like, I'd be lying if I said it didn't bother me.
Okay. So we turn this over to you, Ashley. Is this a call we need to make? Is this a test we even need to give this guy?
Absolutely. And I'll give you three reasons why. Number one is the whole what happens in Vegas thing.
Right.
I mean, it's a place people go to make poor decisions and hope they never come back to haunt them.
Right.
Okay. And number two, the fact that he told you about it ahead of time, like, sure, that's nice, but he could have done that just to make it look like he was doing the right thing.
Okay.
Like, you wouldn't suspect anything.
Okay.
And number three, and this is the big reason.
Okay.
Does anybody else think it's some weird coincidence that his ex-girlfriend just happened to be in Vegas the same week as his bachelor party and they just happened to run into each other?
Yeah.
I mean, Vegas is a big city with tons of people.
Yeah.
And they still ran into each other?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Okay. So, all right, well, let's call up James. Let's tell him he wants some flowers that he can give to somebody here and see what he says. Time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. And Lauren, these are questions we're going to want you to answer. Question number one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right. And question two, how certain are you that when he gets these flowers to send to somebody, he's going to pick you to send them to?
Well, I mean, he better pick me, right? Like, our entire wedding is riding on this.
Okay. All right. Well, let's give James a call here and let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Yes, can I speak to a James Carr, please?
This is James.
Good morning, James. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling with the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So the reason I'm calling is to let you know that you were one of this month's winners for a free gift from Visa Rewards. So first of all, congratulations, and thanks for using Visa.
Oh, wait, what did I win?
So you won a free gift from the Visa Rewards Program. Every month, we draw a bunch of names from people who have Visa credit cards or debit cards, and this month, your name was one of the winners.
Oh, cool. Wow, are you serious?
Yes, I sure am. So would you like to hear about the prize you won?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so this month's prize is a beautiful bouquet of red roses that we send to your home or work. But the reason I called is because usually a lot of our winners who are men, they've been asking us to send the flowers to their wives or girlfriends instead, sort of like a surprise. And I was just curious if that would be something you would like us to do with yours, or would you rather us send the flowers directly to you?
Yeah, no, the surprise thing is fine. That's awesome. Can you send them to my girlfriend?
Sure. I just need a first and last name for her.
Sure. So her first name is Lauren, and then her last name is spelled O-N.
Okay, great. And the flowers, they come with a card as well, so she basically will know that the gift was from you. So what would you like us to print on the card?
Okay. Just put down 1 month to go. That should be good.
1 month to go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're getting married next month.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
So, James, listen, you have more than one reason to be excited. This is actually not any rewards program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on a segment we do called War of the Roses. So Lauren wanted us to put you to the test to make sure that you'd pick her to send flowers to. And you absolutely did. So congratulations. Good job, man.
Yeah, good job, babe. You picked the right person.
Who else was I going to pick?
Well, we thought maybe, you know, after you ran into your ex in Vegas, we thought maybe an old flame had been rekindled or something.
You heard about the, come on, man. Not
well, yeah. So none of the old feelings showed back up hanging out with your ex in Vegas?
No, I mean, and those particular feelings were, let's just say she's my ex for a reason, and a very good reason.
Oh, okay.
I'm so
glad
I made the choice.
Okay. So, Lauren, how do you feel now?
Oh, God, I feel like 100% better. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, Lauren,
babe,
don't hang up, because since James chose the right person, we really are going to send you a dozen roses on us, okay?
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no problem. And thanks for letting us help you out. And by the way, you can expect to see us crashing your wedding next month.
Yes.
That's fine with me.
The Z-Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.